Hi there, this is Maura Cassidy. I'm a teacher in Rosemont and I coordinate the Virtue Programme and Wellbeing Programme in Rosemont. This is a series of podcasts on the Virtue Programme for the academic year of 2018-19. It is for parents of the school to give you an overview of what we're hoping to achieve through the Virtue Programme. The first thing I suppose I would say is in the Virtue Programme we try to communicate a vision to our students. A vision to them of what their life could be, of their value as a person. I love the quote, "The whole purpose of education is to turn mirrors into windows." And that's really what we try to do, is to help the girls to learn about themselves, what their true identity is, what they value, what they stand for, whether they understand that and are they able to communicate that to others around them. Because once they understand it and have the confidence in that, they're well placed to make a positive impact on the world around them. For some people, life is a struggle. For others, life is a challenge. I like to think life as a gift. And I think when you see it like that, life becomes something very positive. It becomes a place of discovery. It becomes a place for flourishing. And if you wanted to say what we hope to achieve through the Virtue Programme is that each of the students in Rosemont has the possibility of flourishing. The ethos of the school has a wonderful combination of human, spiritual, which are very interconnected. So we try to give the girls an opportunity to be a really authentic of a piece, you might say. As I mentioned, the ethos of the school is such that each of the girls should feel respected and valued. And that's very much based on the ideals of the Catholic ethos of the school, because the faith should have a truly humanising impact on the person, such that each student in the school, whatever their creed is, or if they have no creed, are respected truly for who they are, and that a living faith should have a humanising impact on the person, such that, you know, we work well with others to build up the world around us, and that is based on a tremendous unity and solidarity with other people. Obviously, the strength they receive to do all of this in the Catholic context is through prayer and the sacraments and the chaplaincy, and we do encourage girls of other faiths to find that strength in their own religious tradition also. But there is a great sense in the academic field of that open intellectual inquiry, that respect for the freedom of others and their understanding in their own personal freedom, and their emotional development is very much part and parcel of our wellbeing programme, such that we try to ensure that each of the girls is prepared for their future professional life, not just their life, you know, in the leaving cert, as it were, but their future professional life, their future home and family life. You might ask as parents, why virtue? Well, as we know, virtue helps us to choose well. It helps us to choose well in the face of temptations and fear. It helps us to choose well in both ordinary and extraordinary situations. You might say virtue is like that inner compass that helps us to stay true to ourselves. It's the habits of those core values lived out. The aim of a virtue programme in Rosemont is to ensure that the students grow into mature, other-centred young women who practice the values the school stands for and can hold their own in any environment. It is an intrinsic part of the school ethos, and it's the whole school community's responsibility to find ways to teach it, to reinforce it in all areas. We feel particularly strongly about having the virtue programme for parents, so that you as parents know what your daughters are receiving through their assemblies, in their various subject classes which try to reinforce the virtue, and so that you can do the same at home. So very much we're trying to support the work that you as parents, as primary educators, are trying to do with your own daughters. Obviously, the virtue programme and the wellbeing programme looks different depending on what year group we're talking about. In first year, the challenges are different for students. It's their first year in a secondary setting. So their lockers, the timetable, the number of books, the number of subjects, the teachers' names, new classes, the exhaustion that comes with all of these new things is something that we very much try to help the girls to deal with, to take on and to grow through in their wellbeing and virtue programme. In second year, students are more settled. they are more comfortable in their environment, they have found themselves, as it were. So you try to encourage them to keep their foot on the pedal, to set their goals, and to work with their own intelligence and to grow in this particular year. And in third year, it's the year of the first state exam. So with that come assessments, come certain stresses. And so we do encourage the girls there, again, just to, you know, just to take it on and to know how to deal with those new challenges and to flourish through them. For parents, we have three key dates. The two next dates is January the 24th and April the 4th, where we give you as parents the Virtue Programme. And it's a great opportunity to meet up with other parents, to ask questions, to share ideas, to have a laugh as well about many of the situations that crop up in, at home, which are part and parcel of trying to onboard our students with Virtue. It is a nice opportunity as well for parents to meet other parents, because in secondary school that can be a bit more challenging. And we do try to facilitate that. So we always try to include an element of socialising, whether it's cheese and wine or whatever, after the Virtue Programme talk. Again, another point worth mentioning to you as parents is that as parents, you have a very clear and important role in the lives of your daughters. I would just put in parenthesis here, specifically dads, because your teenage daughters are, they model their, you know, their ideal partner on the values they see in you. And while that might seem like a lot of pressure, it's a wonderful thing and it's a beautiful responsibility. So I'd really encourage you to reflect on that and just the time that you spend with your daughter. But just on as a society at large, you know, current research shows that having a close relationship with parents is one of the most important predictors of good health and well-being for young people. And that comes from John Mitchell, who's a research analyst with the Institute of Marriage and Family in Canada. And I suppose in our world, sometimes parents are tempted to think, well, I should pull back a little. The peer group is more important. And again, the research would show quite the opposite. Andrew Martin in the University of Sydney has pointed this out quite clearly. He says parents and teachers who might feel powerless during adolescence have a bigger influence than they think, sometimes up to 3 times the impact of peers. So that's nothing to be sniffed at. It's certainly a critical role. And as we know, our teenagers now more than ever are looking for guidance from parents and from caring adults. What we're trying to do, again, through the Virtue Programme is to give our students, you might say, the tools for a fulfilled and happy life. And those are based on values and good habits. It's not about the happy now, the McDonald's happiness, which, you know, it's fleeting and doesn't form the basis of any fulfilment in future adult life. Just to speak briefly about how we roll out the programme. Well, we roll out the programme through the class assemblies. Students receive 2 assemblies a week on wellbeing. They receive 1 assembly on the Virtue programme and they receive 1 religion class period per month on the Virtue programme. From September to December of this academic year, we're focusing on responsibility as the virtue, and we'll be looking at different aspects of it. So in September, it's personal responsibility. In October, it's family responsibility. In November, it's environmental responsibility. And in December, it's responsibility in friendship. So we'll be unpacking each of those in other podcasts. So thank you for listening. And that's the first of our series in podcasts. If there's anything that you'd like to know further of about, I'm putting up a bibliography for parents if they want to have a read of any of the material that formed the basis of these Virtue Talks. Thank you.